A very pleasant good morning to you. These are morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Archdeacon Keith Cartwright of the Turks and Caicos Islands Archdeaconry, along with the Southern Bahamas Archdeaconry. And I'm also responsible for the parish of St. Agnes in Grantstown, New Providence. Today is the 6th of November, and it is the Monday after the Feast of All Saints within the octave, and yesterday was the Feast of the Saints and Martyrs of the Caribbean. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And Almighty God, who called your witnesses from every nation and revealed your glory in their lives, make us thankful for the example of the saints and the martyrs of our Bahamas, our Turks and Caicos Islands, and the Caribbean area. And strengthen us by their fellowship, that we, like them, may be faithful in the service of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And this morning I would like to use as a reflection some words from the book of Revelation, the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. And I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one can count, from every nation, from all tribes and all peoples and all languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and about the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "But friend, who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" Then I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And for this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more, neither thirst no more. Neither the sun will strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water. And God, yes, our God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And here ends the lesson, my dear brothers and sisters. Since last week, Wednesday, which was the very 1st of November, the church has been celebrating our heroes in our church. Yes, the Bahamas, and yes, maybe the Turks and Caicos Islands. We have only just been talking about heroes. But our church has been celebrating the heroes of the church for centuries, thanking God for the good examples of men, women, children who have led exemplary lives to inspire us, to encourage us, and to lead us towards Christ. Yes, those saints and those heroes have been guiding lights to shine in the dark places, to uplift us, to hold us, and yes, to gird us on. The saints of God, the saints that have come in this world, people just like you and me, men and women, boys and girls, just like you and me, human beings who make mistakes, who maybe say things wrong, who maybe do things wrong, yes, but their lives changed and they made a difference, such a difference that their lives have impacted millions and millions of people. Perhaps maybe only a half a dozen, perhaps only one, but their example has been a godly one, a wonderful example for Jesus. And yes, the peoples of the earth have been inspired to follow and to love Jesus because of their lives. And our own context, in the Turks and Caicos Islands, in the Bahamas, we pause these few days to look at those saintly lives in our congregations, in our history, who have made the difference in our country, in our diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, who have given us inspiration, who have led us closer and nearer to Christ. Maybe it was a godly matron, maybe a grandmother. Maybe it might have been a wonderful teacher at primary school who lived that wonderful saintly life. Yes, maybe it may have been a co-worker who inspired you to live for Christ. Or perhaps it might have been even one of your children. Maybe a neighbor. Or maybe a saintly priest in your church. But yes, there have been good examples in our islands of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. People who have made a difference. And so the church pauses these few days to say, thank you, Lord, for these lives who have helped to change our own lives and who have inspired us to learn to love you more dearly. And so, people of God, today as we sing those great hymns, Palms of Glory, Raiment Bright, how bright these glorious spirit shines. And yes, as we sing for all the saints who from their labors rest, as we sing those heroic songs of the church, let us all be reminded that we too are called to be saints. We too are challenged by their lives and by their examples, that we put away all those dirty things that we have in our own lives, get rid of them, and let us change, and let us be agents for Jesus. Let us be those true soldiers of Christ, mighty to save. And yes, today we remember our sisters and brothers in All Saints Church in South Beach in New Providence. All the dear people of God of All Saints Church in Church Grove in Crooked Island. And yeah, Mother All Saints Church in Mangrove Key in South Andras. And yes, even that little beautiful chapel at Addington House that bears the name of All Saints. And we remember all the priests who have been made priests on All Saints Tide. Father D'Angelo Bo of Holy Trinity and Father Shaz Turnquest on study leave in Hong Kong. Reverend Allison Dean, our lovely rector in South Elutra, and yes, our brother Chris Higgs in North Habaco. What a wonderful, wonderful day you were ordained on. And yes, not only that, but we remember all those faithful departed, all of our loved ones we have lost recently. Pray God that he will have mercy upon their souls and receive them into paradise. And so, my sisters and brothers, this is the hallelujah time to sing God's praises and to thank God for those wonderful, wonderful heroes of our church, heroes of this proud, wonderful diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. These are the men and women whose shoulders we stand on, who we have as good examples, and who we are so proud to be a part of. And so may God bless each and every one of you. And pray one day, there may be a St. Keith, I don't know, but we're praying for that. Maybe there may be a St. Veronica there, or maybe a St. Haven. Whatever your name may be, pray God that you will be remembered as a saint of the church. God bless you all. I invite you to share these devotions far and wide with all your friends and co-workers, your family members. And to God be the glory for all the saints who from their labors rest.